You're listening to WAER News at WAER.org and NPR One. I'm Katie Zolkowski. People who support legalizing recreational marijuana for adults in New York say 2019 may be the year that it happens. At a conference to explore the best ways to craft legislation, participants said it needs to include reparative justice for communities most adversely affected by the decades-long marijuana prohibition in New York. Capitol correspondent Karen DeWitt reports.
Cassandra Frederick is the New York State Director at the Drug Policy Alliance, which sponsored the conference held in downtown Albany. She says if the state does legalize recreational marijuana for New Yorkers over 21, then there must be an effort to right the wrongs created by the prohibition of the drug, which adversely affected African American and Latinx communities.
New Yorkers lost so much with marijuana prohibition. People lost custody of their children. They got deported. They lost their housing. They lost their jobs. They walked around with records.
Frederick supports a bill sponsored by Democrats in the Senate and Assembly, who will be in the majority in both houses come January. It directs 50% of any revenues raised from taxing legal marijuana sales to a community grant reinvestment fund. It would finance things like job training, after-school activities, and reentry programs for people coming out of prison.
We need to look at the places that have had the most marijuana arrests, places that have most been impacted by the Rockefeller drug laws, places that have been most impacted by over-policing in communities. And those communities need to decide what is best for them.
25% of the revenues raised would go to schools under the bill's provisions, and 25% would go to drug treatment programs to reduce opioid addiction. Governor Cuomo will introduce a bill in January that would set up a system to grow, produce, and sell marijuana to adults in New York. Assembly sponsor Crystal Peoples-Stokes, who spoke at the conference, says it's critical that any final measure include the community grant fund. She says it could even cut down on the cost of government.
For one, you're not incarcerating people for nonviolent crimes, which means you are losing, yes, of your jail systems. Two, you're not using as many dollars as you do for criminal justice because, the New York State does provide for attorneys for people who can't afford their own attorney.
The Assemblywoman says she also wants to avoid what she called mistakes made in setting up and implementing the state's limited medical marijuana program. Assemblyman John McDonald is the only pharmacist in the legislature, and he runs a family-owned drugstore. He says he has some questions and concerns about legalizing marijuana that he would like answered before he votes on a bill.
You will not find me as an early champion of the legalized marijuana market. And it's because, as a child born in the 60s, I grew up during a generation when we were basically exposed to the unregulated market of marijuana. At the same token, as a pharmacist, I know that marijuana does help ease anxiety, which sometimes can be a contributor to pain and other disease states.
He says he worries about increased incidences of people driving while under the influence of the drug. And he points out marijuana is still illegal under federal law.
This will not be in concert with federal law. And therefore, you're going to basically have conflicts, whether it's banking, whether it's in regards to funds for higher education on college campus sites. What's the impact going to be near hospitals or health facilities? There's a lot of moving parts to this.
32 other states and the District of Columbia already have some form of legalized medicinal or recreational marijuana programs. Assemblywoman Peoples-Stokes says while it's not a done deal, legal marijuana for adults in New York is no longer a matter of if, but when. In Albany, I'm Karen DeWitt.
For more on this and other local news stories, you can visit our website, WAER.org.